We are gathered here today as relatives and friends of Melanie Wigley to share our grief and also to express our gratitude. Grief at our loss, at the empty space we already feel in our lives. Gratitude for everything Melanie meant to us and everything she continues to mean. It is a day for tears and smiles. I think we feel this loss in different degrees, but we're all shocked because she left us so quickly. As we heard in Psalm 23, the shadow of death is our reality today, but there is another reality. What is the one thing necessary for a shadow to exist? Light. There can be no shadow without light. And the darker the shadow, the brighter the light. Even when we don't see it, the light accompanies us through the valley. Oops. It is already a present reality. It was there the day Melanie passed away, and it is here today. The shadow is not the ultimate reality. It is rather proof that the light is also here. Isaiah spoke of the light as the Spirit of the Lord, God bringing good news, binding up the brokenhearted, and comforting those who mourn. Now, looking back on Melanie's life, we see that she was born in Kingston upon Thames, just outside of London, and grew up in a military family. Her dad was stationed in many different places, including Japan and several states in the US. Her time in Japan began a lifelong love of that country. After her dad's retirement, the family moved to Great Falls, Montana, and it was there that she began training for a nursing career. And it was also there in Montana that she met Brian, who was serving as a Minuteman launch officer. She and Brian were married for 55 years and have two very special sons, Ryan and Lane. Melanie was truly proud of her family and would talk about them often. And when you talk with Melanie's family, they cannot, in their sorrow, stop the overflowing of love they want others to know about her as a wife and a mother. Following years of dedicated motherhood, Melanie was able to continue her nursing education, and upon earning her RN certification, she worked part-time leading the development of a course for the first-time parents and became a certified childbirth educator. A flexible schedule at Rex Hospital allowed her to continue when she could no longer, continue her career on nights and weekends, while being fully engaged with her son's early years. I cannot tell you when I actually met Melanie. It just seems as if I've always known her. I know Brian has asked many people to speak during this service, and I bet we will all say about the same things. Melanie was a woman who cared about other people. Truly cared about other people, as her career in nursing will attest. And at St. Paul's, Melanie became a part of the tapestry that makes up the Care and Share team. Margie Best recruited her as a co-leader, not only because of her nursing background, but because of her general, thoughtful personality. After Margie passed away, Melanie took over the reins of Care and Share. And when she could no longer continue due to health issues, Melanie worked hard in transitioning Nicole Griffin and Sarah Concini to take her place. As Nicole shared with me, Melanie did so much for our parishioners with visits, doctor's appointments, advocacy, and card writing. Nicole finished with, "She was truly a saint." And this is not hyperbole. Melanie was a saint indeed, with a modest demeanor and a burning desire to reach out to people who needed help. She also started the flower ministry within Care and Share. Looking at St. Paul's prayer list, Melanie and the members of the team would deliver flowers to parishioners who had surgery, or to console those who had suffered a loss, or just because. Brian would often accompany Melanie as they made deliveries together. They were a dynamic team indeed. Thinking about Melanie now, a thought kept resurfacing in my mind. She was a very strong person. And it wasn't the kind of strength that calls attention to itself, that wins athletic contests, or makes noise, or gets in the way. It's the strength that is exercised by the power of love. It's just the truth. Love is strong. Today we celebrate and give thanks for the life of Melanie Wigley, who to us was a tower of strength, who so graciously cared for us and helped us, who loved us in her hospitality and giving, and encouraged us by her example, who looked not on the outward appearance, but lovingly into the hearts of all people, who rejoiced to serve others, whose loyalty was steadfast, whose friendship was unselfish and secure, whose joy it was to be of service. May Melanie find abiding peace in God's heavenly kingdom. And with God's help, may we carry forward her unfinished work on this earth. Amen.
Hi, I'm Nicole Griffin. I'm one of the co-leads for the Care and Share ministry here at St. Paul's. We're gathered here today with heavy hearts, yet hearts also so full of gratitude for the gift of Melanie's life. She moved through the world with a quiet grace and an unshakable kindness that touched all of us who had the honor and privilege to serve alongside her through St. Paul's Care and Share ministry. It's an in-reach ministry that supports St. Paul's members through the most vulnerable moments of their lives. Susan Coulter, one of the members, shared that Melanie possessed a rare and wonderful spirit. Even when wrestling with her own back pain, her immediate response was always, "What can I do to help?" It wasn't a casual offer, it was a genuine, open-hearted question that truly embodied her generous nature. Her focus was never on her own discomfort, but always on the person in front of her. Many of us came to know Melanie's insightful presence in our meetings. She wasn't one to jump into the fray. Instead, she was the one who listened, processed, and then offered a comment or a recommendation that was always thoughtful and well-considered. That quiet wisdom made her a force for good, a gentle giant whose impact was not felt in volume, but in depth and genuine insight. Julia Rudy reflected that she remembered one of the first weeks that her family came to St. Paul's. She was feeling a bit lost in the new place, and she said it was Melanie who welcomed her family, making them feel instantly seen and valued. And that warmth, That genuine care is the very mission and love that we strive to live out. Melanie's smile and demeanor were warm and loving, and even when she had to gently rein in Brian at our meetings, and we can all chuckle at those moments knowing that they were delivered with the utmost affection. And for me, Brian, Melanie was a gentle, yet no-nonsense, loving, caring spirit that was felt by all who knew and loved her. And the best summary for that for me is when my 16-year-old son, Alex, returned from Appalachian Service Project this year. And I asked him, "Did you write your thank you notes to the supporters?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, who did you end up writing to?" And he said to me, "I wrote to the most important person in the church." And I said, "Who's that?" And he goes, "Don't you know? It was Melanie Wiggly, Mom. And it's because she's there for everyone." And so I just wanted to take the opportunity one last time to say thank you to Melanie for being there for me and for being there for everyone.
Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Cancini, and it is with great honor and privilege that I join Nicole Griffin in stepping into the role. We won't replace nor take the place of Margie or Melanie, but it is a great honor for us to carry forward the care and share tradition that is so deep here at St. Paul's. I'm going to continue what some of our members shared with us when they were reflecting about Melanie. Leslie Dinwiddie shared that she found great commonalities with Melanie early on. "We were both born in the British Commonwealth, shared the demanding, compassionate calling of being nurses, married in the same year, and had children born around the same time. These are the threads of shared experience that wove our friendship into something truly special." As you've heard about the Flower Ministry, Melanie's co-conspirator, Linda Cozzolino, recalls a special memory about creating the Flower Ministry, which is a part of Care and Share, with our Melanie. Linda says, "I have come to know that Melanie had a charmingly sly way of presenting a wonderful idea of her own in the form of a question, which made you feel, well, kind of like it was your own idea too. On this particular day in the spring of 2020, Melanie said to me, in her lilting, soft-spoken way, 'Now, I know you bring flowers to folks a lot too. What do you think of us doing this for our parish community during the pandemic?' When my eyes lit up," Linda says, "she knew that I loved the idea. This idea grew into a team, a ministry, a calling that has resulted in over 1,000 flower deliveries and countless volunteer hours, many of them by our Brian. What a joy and privilege it has been to work with and get to know Melanie," Linda says. "I will miss her quick wit, quick and dry wit, her astute powers of observation, her irreverence, her faith, her perseverance, her zest for life, but mostly her kind and caring soul and compassionate presence in my life and in the lives of so many others." I'll add my own. When I came to Care and Share, Melanie welcomed me in a quiet and steadfast kind of way. And as she looked around the group and was seeking transition in leadership, she said, "Well, I'm going to need you to do this." Okay. Okay. My 15-year-old daughter recalls wrapping rolls at the last Lobster Fest alongside Melanie, who delightfully shared many stories of when she was just a bit older than Rachel's 15 years, so Rachel could really feel and see growing up alongside Melanie, and she felt very included and very wanted and very cared for by her in that time. And of course, in the Care and Share receptions at Sunday mornings, Rachel was a happy to help, but Melanie always welcomed her and made her feel a special part. So I think we can all agree about those. We know that Melanie was loving and kind and compassionate and funny. She taught us that true strength is found in gentleness, that the most meaningful contributions are often offered with quiet conviction, and that a beautiful, warm smile can make all the difference. We will miss her terribly, but her enduring spirit will live on as a reminder of how to be a truly gentle, loving friend to the world. May we honor her memory by continuing to care for each other and for our community as she would have. Rest easy, dear Melanie.
Hello, everyone. My name is Farishta Sayed, and I was a friend and colleague of Melanie. We are gathered here today with heavy hearts to celebrate the life of Melanie, a truly remarkable person who touched so many lives. Thank you for being here. Brian, my deepest condolences to you, Ryan, Lane, Melanie's family, her mom, Mrs. Cross, and her brothers, Craig and Lance. I met and worked with Melanie at the Student Health Center at NC State University. We became dear friends for over 28 years. I was grateful for Melanie's friendship. One of the things that I will always remember most about Melanie was her ability to show genuine kindness toward everyone she met. Not only was Melanie very knowledgeable and skilled in her profession, but she was also a compassionate and caring nurse. She demonstrated professionalism and provided excellent care to North Carolina State students. She was always volunteer to participate in any event at a Student Health Center. I remember one year, we hosted the Special Olympics in Raleigh, and Student Health was a medical clinic site to provide care for injured and sick athletes. Melanie was a major contributor with her time and expertise in this event. She cared for every special athlete with passion and kindness and made sure they felt safe and welcome. Melanie and I had something to laugh about. I will never forget the time that we both found out we were born in the same year, 1950. But 1 month apart, every year when it was her birthday, I would joke with Melanie by saying, "I'm still younger than you." And she would laugh and respond, "But only by 1 month." I can hear her. Melanie loved to travel, and she lived in Japan for several years with her family. I remember that she was the one who encouraged me and my husband to travel in Japan, so we did go to Japan and visited the places that she recommended. Nara was one of the places we went to visit in Japan. When we got there, many deer were walking around the green field with the people walking among them. When the deer came up to the tourists, they would bow their heads. I was so grateful that I have this amazing experience, thanks to Melanie encouraging me to travel. Melanie was always kind and had a generous heart to colleagues. And I remember one time, after she returned from her trip from London, she brought bags from Harrods department store for all the nurses. And she was always a giving person. Now I would like to share a combination of words that describe Melanie by her colleagues. They are all sitting in here. And what she said is, Melanie was serene, skilled, caring, intelligent, professional, compassionate, always had a strong presence at work. Melanie was always friend to everyone. There is a letter along with the picture of Melanie on the memory table at the reception area from Dr. Benson. She gave the letter and the picture to Brian, Lane, and Ryan. Dr. Benson worked with Melanie for many years at Student Health. She took a picture last year at Hauling Cow Creamery Shop, where she and her husband saw Melanie and Brian. I am going to read one paragraph of that letter. "I joined North Carolina State Student Health Staff in 1984 and worked there for 35 years. I had many years to get to know Melanie. She was a skilled professional and hard worker, a friend, and someone who was always kind to co-workers and a student who came to North Carolina State Student Health. Melanie loved her family beyond words and is going to be missed dearly. She always spoke highly about her sons, Ryan and Lane. Ryan, Lane, she was very proud of both of you. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, Matthew 5:4. Rest in peace, my dear friend, you will be deeply missed. Thank you.
I'd like to take a survey real quick. How many of you were introduced to Melanie by Brian? Raise your hands. Well, I'm not the lone one, am I? I was introduced to Melanie by Brian, and the first time that we really spent much time together was at the church picnic here at St. Philip. So we were sitting together and eating, and I came to find out that Brian and Melanie had lived in Montana, that Melanie was a nurse, and my wife is a nurse, and pieces just fell together. A good friend of ours from many, many years ago had worked with Melanie at NC State at the Student Health Center. It kind of set the scene for what was going to be a relationship that I hadn't realized until I was asked to say a few words today. It was only 9 years, but I feel like Brian and Melanie been a part of my life forever. Melanie had a voice that was soothing. No discernible accent that I could figure out, but it was easy to listen to her. Of course, she was very, very skilled at being a listener, if you've already heard. So the idea of having two ears and one mouth was significant to her, and she reminded me of that a couple times. Next survey, how many of you have broken bread with Brian and Melanie over the years? Hands. Eating is one of the things that the four of us did very well. It seemed like whenever they were going to deliver flowers, they had to go to Chanticleer's for lunch first. I don't know why, but they did. Care and Share Committee had a whole different meaning for me than it did for any of the folks that have shared with you. It was the evening that I got to watch WWE SmackDown that I had recorded on Friday night, because my wife can't tolerate it. And I could watch it in privacy and laugh and enjoy it. And when Melanie found out about that, she said, well, good for you. In the movie Ghost, there is an ongoing pattern that goes on where his wife would say to him, I love you, and he would answer with ditto. Having heard the homily today and the folks that have spoken before me, what I've shared with you, what little I have shared with you, doesn't amount to a hill of beans in comparison to what we all know. So all I can say is ditto.